Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the second hour, coming up in 30 minutes. We're going to simulcast the last 2.5 hours of the radio show via the television transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films are posted there in super high quality. My book, Paul Watson's book, is ebooks. Hundreds and hundreds, I guess it's got to be thousands of radio shows in higher quality podcasts and MP3s, as well as now, I guess it's got to be close to 800, 900 TV shows. Archive there, going back over years. Every day we do the live transmission, simulcast. We then save that, the archive video of that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. 15 cents a day. And that funds much of our operation, and it's a great activist tool. If you hear a particular guest on any one of hundreds of important subjects, you can go download it, the video, the audio, burn it to disk, email it to people, get the word out on any subject that you want to inform someone with, all at PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 to go trial monthly membership, or go ahead and get a year and get 3 months free, a three-month discount free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I do want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, don't forget, we have the free iPhone app. There's banners up at Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com, or you can go to the radio listen page link at the top of Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and go to the iTunes store if you have a Apple device. And it's got a lot of different little functions and things. We're going to be adding some more to it. But you can listen to the show when you're on the road. And most importantly, let's say you're already listening on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, but you have a lot of friends and family that are iPhone users. Send them the link that we have a link to on the websites, to the subpage of the iTunes where they can download it for free. And you got friends, family, neighbors, children, a boss, employees, an email list, a MySpace, a Facebook, a Twitter account. Please send out the free iPhone app to everyone you know and do it once a week or so. Think about it. Someone can listen even if there's not an AM or FM in your area, or even if it's too much information to go to Infowars.com and find the free streams. You can simply send them the free iPhone app link and say, check out this radio show if you want to know the rest of the story. If you want to go deeper down the proverbial rabbit hole, PrisonPlanet.tv. also has a link to the free app, and we're developing an app for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Just want to let you know that as well. We're going to come back, take your calls, and get into all the news, and I'm going to talk about the next phase. One of the key cards, the New World Order, will clearly play. This is a prediction. Now, obviously, I make the prediction so that we can get the word out and so that it's on record, so that if they do play the card, it blows up in their face, and that is they will attempt and may be successful. It may be a staged attempt where they don't intend to kill him, or they may try to kill him and not be successful, or they may kill him. That's President Barack Obama. And that is the last thing anyone wants. He is a puppet, a teleprompter, reading lawyer. Also, the books are in, but I can't ship them quite yet. But notice it's already the 15th of the month. We can ship these out to you in early March. Jesse Ventura's new book, New York Times bestselling author Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies. You can pre-order it at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We took $5 off the price of the book, and then there's two free films you can get, Reflections and Warnings, my key interview with Aaron Russo, or Loose Change Final Cut. And supplies of these will not last. When this batch sells out, we are not going to be offering this deal anymore, so pre-order it and get the free film of your choice, or get a T-shirt for $5.95. That's 75% off. Bunch of specials on the page where we're selling the book at Infowars.com. Order it today.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, I'm going to break down the two different Newsweek hit pieces on myself and others. Also, the attack by Glenn Beck and the Republican Party against Deborah Medina. Obama making plans to use executive power, absolutely key. That is coming up. But I want to go to your phone calls now. And throughout the broadcast today, yes, we have a lot of very informative guests coming up throughout the week. But today we have cleared the deck so that we can cover all the news and take your phone calls. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Just wanted to, you mentioned that you were going to bring it up a little bit later on, but I wanted to, if it's not jumping the gun, get your take on Glenn Beck's interview. And then also I just mentioned that I had seen a couple articles indicating that it may be backfiring, that there was a radio show, I think in Texas, where the host was taking in callers trying to see if anybody changed their mind about voting for Medina. And I think every single caller said that.
We posted that's a station Beck is on in Dallas. We posted quite a few different radio links where almost every caller was calling in disagreeing, saying, no, we're not going to now support Perry. We've had Perry for 9.5 years, longest serving governor in Texas history. He suddenly is at all these gun ranges with photos and video of shooting guns. He suddenly has gotten even more of a Texas drawl. But you know, the national media makes fun of us talking about him being a Bilderberg Group attendee. That was in the Dallas Morning News and News 8 Austin, and it was illegal. It was a violation of the Logan Act. And, yes, that has backfired to a certain extent. But she was gaining around 5 points a week. We'll see what happens. But overall, she already had the Patriots supporting her. And see, what this does is shatter the illusion that it's a Democratic partisan thing to be a 9/11 truther. And sure, there are a lot of Democrats who were just Bush haters, so they looked at the 9/11 truth. And with the WMD lies and all the rest of it, you know, they saw the evidence. But now Obama's continuing the wars, continuing the torture, and so they've kind of shut down on that issue. But it was from the beginning mainly true libertarians, constitutionalists, who value the truth above partisanship, who went and looked at the evidence of 9/11, and clearly it was an inside job. And so you have the Democratic candidate, one of the main Democratic candidates, saying, looks like an inside job, going further than even Medina. You've got her saying, well, people have a right to their opinion. And, you know, 6 of the 10 9/11 commission members say it's a cover-up and there should be a new investigation. So, again, it shows that it's a nonpartisan issue, that you've got a lot of Medina supporters who are 9/11 truthers or who at least don't trust the official government story. And you've got the main Democratic candidate coming out and saying even more saying that, well, we don't know what happened with 9/11. There are a lot of questions. It could be an inside job. Continuing to show that this really is the majority view. I mean, people have now seen Building 7 fall. They now know about the CIA drills on the morning of 9/11, of the same targets being attacked at the same time. They know about the NORAD stand down. They know that 15 of the 19 supposed hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, but we attacked Iraq. They know that the hijackers were trained in spy training in Florida and in California. That's mainstream news. They know that, and so they don't come out and say, we know it's an inside job, but they say, well, it sure is reasonable to ask questions. And now a lot of Americans know about Mr. Farmer, the head counsel for the 9/11 Commission, saying there was a conspiracy, a criminal cover-up of what really happened by the Pentagon and the Justice Department. And they know 6 of the 10 members have come out and said that Cheney was giving, you know, basically a stand-down order. And so it's legitimate to talk about staged terror. I mean, most conservatives know that Bill Clinton staged Oklahoma City. And so it's not a stretch to know that Bush or his handlers were involved, Matt, but I appreciate your call. And, yes, I'm going to talk about that coming up in the next hour. Let's go to Justin in West Virginia. Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I had two questions. One, you were talking about the aspartame natural sweetener. I was wondering what's a good article you would recommend that I can show my friends about the aspartame, because they don't believe me about it, and they just keep drinking all their diet sodas.
Well, and, I mean, if your friends don't want to research it for themselves, I don't we don't pre-screen your calls, so I don't have an article. Actually, I do have an article on it here in front of me. But I suggest they just search engine the aspartame manufacturing process. And if you tell them, hey, I'll bet you $100. You know, I'm not a betting man, but I will bet occasionally just to show somebody up, you know, to get them to admit they're wrong, because then they may go check it to try to collect $100. Or if I'm on the air with a talk show host and they say, there's no such thing as Operation Northwoods, there's no ABC News article saying U.S. government planned to stage terror attacks in U.S. cities as pretext for war. And I'll say, $10,000 right now, pal. Put your money where your mouth is. And then 10 minutes later, a caller calls in and goes, wow, I Googled it. Here it is. Baltimore Sun, AP, ABC News. Wow, I didn't know this. So I'm really talking to the audience. I'm going to get them to go look it up. And it's kind of like a football game. A lot of adults only watch football because they're betting on it. If they hear there's a bet involved, they'll go look. But, of course, the talk show host generally is just some kind of minion and knows it's the truth and will say, no, I'm not going to bet you, kook. But you tell them, Hey, did you know aspartame is a genetically engineered E. coli? That's a feces-eating bacteria. Did you know that this dirty bacteria has been genetically engineered to eat toxic chemicals that they feed it, and then they excrete aspartame? And they'll say, that's ridiculous, that's crazy. And then you go, okay, $100. And they will probably bet you, and then they're going to try to get out of the $100, but at least you've woken them up. You know, the goal wasn't to get $100. And then they will go online and see major universities, and you can even find photographs and videos of it, the black sludge, and it is bacteria feces. Okay? Now, what makes you get sick with most forms of food poisoning when they have, there's many different varieties of bacteria? It isn't the bacteria generally, there's a few infections that do this, that make you sick. Okay? It is their excretia. It's the toxins. It's what they pass. Okay? That's what, with most the most common forms of food poisoning, that's what's really making you sick, not the bacteria. It's what they've excreted. And then say, so wait a minute, the same bacteria's excretia that gives you food poisoning, a similar type of bacteria excretion is what tastes sweet and is 62 times sweeter per gram than pure cane sugar, for example. Now say, is toxic bacteria feces good? And then take them to the store, because saving somebody's life potentially is worth it, and say, find me a gum here. I mean, you folks, I go to Walgreens, I go to HEB, I go to the candy aisle, and you literally cannot find gum. Paul Watson chews gum. He had to order it specially online in England. This only happened 3 years ago. You cannot find gum, even when it's not sugarless, regular sugar gum, and it will say sugar, corn syrup, and then it will say under it aspartame, or the new name that I'm seeing everywhere, AminoSweet. AminoSweet. They know everything Monsanto does in all the major studies hurts life forms, hurts mammals. This is done by design. There's no other way. Everything they put out is bad. It doesn't matter if it's Agent Orange or these different varieties of corn that have the pesticide that grows in it so the bugs can't eat it. I mean, come on, folks, it's a no-brainer. It kills bugs, but you're supposed to eat it. And then all their own studies show it attacks the organs of the rats and guinea pigs they give it to. So there's a great natural news story out today. We've got it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Aspartame has been renamed and is now being marketed as a natural sweetener. And then this article has a big list at the bottom of science sites and research sites that show all the actual research on it. But, I mean, it's an absolute fact. So that's how you reach out to your friends. And then go one further and say, well, could all these doctors and scientists and researchers and their own, when Rumsfeld was the head of Searle, that was a division of Monsanto in the 70s, and then in 1981 when they got it approved, you know, if we're just up here lying that this attacks your brain and your body, why don't they sue us? Well, they can't. Sir, this is admitted. So explain that to them. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, and real quickly, I was just confused about the Obama deficit. It said something about it was going up to 14, but I thought it was $23.7 trillion. I'm kind of confused about that.
Okay. That is separate. Well, I mean, have you seen us play the MSNBC where they show the number 23.7?
Yeah, I have that saved.
Well, you can go get it from Bloomberg as well. The $700 billion is a revolving open window. And that's in congressional testimony. That's in the Fall of the Republic. But that itself is separate. That's only about $2.5 billion they've gotten from that open window there. They have the other Federal Reserve open window where the banks just get whatever they want from themselves. The Federal Reserve is their holding company, and then it just gives them whatever they want. And when I say $28 trillion, that's a 2-3-month-old number. It was $23.7 trillion 6 months ago. It was over $28 trillion a couple months ago. It's well over $30 trillion now. And then that's currently what they've taken. Then you've got to pay interest on that. You pay the banks interest on money we give them.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? Got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us.
We get to share it.
We're just a few minutes away from my breakdown,
baby, if you don't care for it,
of the fact that the establishment is clearly preparing and threatening Obama with some type of assassination attempt if he doesn't play ball. But Obama knows it will further destroy his political fortunes, but he's being told, do it or it's over. That is coming up in the next segment. Bob and PA are on the air.
Good day to you, Alex. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Give you a call. A couple things I just wanted to run by you. You know, I know a lot of people call in and try to give you a lot of advice and all that. I really don't want to do that. I just was, after watching a lot of your films and all the information, I'm certainly learning a lot, being able to pass that on. And it's just so surprising to the people that just, after they see it, they still kind of like a few people, like in denial of the whole thing. And so I was thinking, you know, the saying, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. All the stuff you have out, I'd love to see something like, if you could do something just totally on like the food and the water. Because I think people would really, really, that would just get their attention so much more because they, you know.
Well, your wish is my command. That's actually more than half the next film. The one we're working on right now is about that.
Yeah, I figured you would probably already add it, but just wanted to mention that because I just think the information that you put out and all the stuff is just so valuable, and people need to, you know, we're just full of so much entertainment. I think if there was no television or there was some kind of blackout, people would just, it's a whole different lifestyle. And there's just so much entertainment out there, and people are just so dumbed down from everything else around them, like you said, and how they play into that. But anyway, a couple other things real quick. I don't know if you heard about this, but last week Rick Perry showed up on some Christian network station, and he's sitting there with these Christian guys passing himself off as like this great Christian guy, and all I could think of was you and the stuff I saw about him. I was like, man, and the people are just sitting there buying right into it, you know? And I was like, I was wondering if you saw that or heard about that.
Yeah, Rick Perry is a total chameleon. He has little outfits, different little outfits he wears. He plays the part of the rancher and the part of the gun owner and the part of the Christian and the guy fighting the NAFTA highways. He's going to stop him when he's the one that always vetoes it to let it through. I mean, he is just he passed all these new taxes. He's just a complete monster. But people like to feel good and hear a Texas accent and, I'm going to stop that Medina. Glenn Beck says I need to be for Rick Perry. And that's why they're slaves. That's why they're going to lose everything they've got. I appreciate your call, Bob. Let's jam in one more. Leif in Montana, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I read an article the other day in the Billings Gazette, and I thought I'd touch on it. It's about the health care.
Yes.
Now, none of the money is going to cure or cause. It's all to medicate the symptoms.
Yes, they're shifting. When I say they're going to give you an aspirin for a heart attack, that's like Cuba. Oh, everybody gets free health care, but you literally get horrible health care, and that's in the bill. It cuts Medicare and Medicaid and raises all these new taxes, and the government sets the policies for doctors of what type of care they can give. It's a gift to the HMOs, liability protection, cost cutting. It's just a complete fraud.
Since what this lady had to say was with no prevention, it will bankrupt us not only financially, but in the workforce also, as we treat the symptoms and let the people die, the new people, because we don't have anything in our food anymore, we'll have the same problems in our workforce. We'll almost be nil. But, you know, what she said was diseases come from a deficiency in our food, and that deficiency isn't drugs.
Well, from all the scientific evidence I've seen, and a lot of, again, top scientific facilities have known for 50 years that much of our soil is depleted of key trace elements and minerals. And the number one thing you can do for yourself is really a good liquid mineral supplement. And yes, a lot of the things that people develop is linked directly to the fact that a lot of the minerals have been sucked out of the food. I appreciate your call. Okay, folks, when we come back, after this quick break, I'm going to break down some very important information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, to go north for precious home. North to Alaska, to go north for precious home. Big Sam left Seattle.
Okay, we are now simulcasting live the last 2.5 hours of the syndicated radio broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in the next hour, I will continue with calls, and I'm going to get to one of the most important subjects of the radio broadcast today. New York Times, Obama making plans to use executive orders. And our story is breaking this down at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obama declares he will rule by authoritarian decree. Kurt Nemo, InfoWars.com today. Another story by Paul Joseph Watson. Obama breaks yet another campaign promise. And in this article, Paul wrote, make sure you queue up for next hour, the video in there where he promised not to have these executive orders or signing statements. That's in the story, Obama breaks yet another campaign promise. There's also another story here. Obama eyes executive orders to circumvent Congress. We're going to be going over that today. I also have a group of important articles here where Newsweek, when you see Newsweek and Time start targeting you multiple times a week, it signifies a larger order to go after a group of people. Obama Information Czar calls for banning free speech. You know about that. And that dovetails with Newsweek. Black helicopters over Nashville, which attacks myself and the Tea Party. And Watson's counter article, go back to sleep, there's no new world order. And we have the newest article that came out the day after that, on Friday, Know Your Conspiracies, Newsweek's guide to today's trendiest, hippest, and least likely fringe beliefs. So they make it like it's a little trendy thing. No, this isn't trendy, what we do. This is life and death. This isn't a joke or a game. So that is coming up as well here. I want to break down Barack Obama and where he stands in the world. We're going to do that after this short four-minute video from Russia Today with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former head of policy at Treasury, the former editor of the Wall Street Journal, someone who's a real paleoconservative or constitutionalist, just to set the tone of where we are as a society. So let's go ahead and play this clip. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and I'll break down the fact that I believe they're getting ready to launch a false flag staged assassination attempt on Barack Obama. Stay with us.
Well, get ready for the crackdown. The U.S. is now officially known as a police state. At least that's according to Paul Craig Roberts. He's a columnist and a former Reagan administration official, and he joins me live from Panama City, Florida. Paul, thanks so much for joining me. So you said that U.S. President Obama is continuing Bush-era policies and that the United States is essentially a police state. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Well, yes. We have this case of Afia Siddiqui, who is an American citizen, who was kidnapped and held in the Bagram military base in Afghanistan for 5 years, secretly tortured, denied all her constitutional rights. The whole thing was totally outside all known American law. And now we've had the Dennis Blair, the head of national intelligence, announce that the United States government has a list of Americans that it will assassinate abroad. So the government has announced it's going to kill its own citizens without arrest, without trial, without conviction of a capital crime. It's just going to shoot them down somewhere. Well, these two things together are the definition of a police state. And we have a number of constitutional scholars in law in our most distinguished law schools who have said that these proposals are not only are totally illegal under American law, but constitute war crimes under the Geneva Conventions. And what else, how else would you define a police state?
And so, you know, I think that's really interesting, Mr. Roberts. I mean, especially because President Obama has spoken out against so many of these things, including torture. And, you know, he's repeatedly said that he wants to close down Guantanamo Bay. So why do you think nothing has changed and he's continuing these Bush-era policies then?
That's a very good question. There's no difference so far between his administration and the Bush-Cheney regime. And so what we see is that there's been a coup, a power grab. The law means nothing to the government. It operates totally outside the law with contempt of the law. And what's most amazing is that Dennis Blair, this is not my opinion, he went to the United States Congress and told one of the most important committees, the Committee on Intelligence, that the United States government now has a list of Americans that it will murder. Well, what? How does this differ from Joseph Stalin?
And so, I mean, how is this all possible? How can the United States just simply disregard international law? And what should be done to stop this?
I don't know how it's possible. I don't know how Joseph Stalin was able to murder all the heroes of the Bolshevik Revolution. I don't know how Hitler was able to take over Germany and completely flush the law. But that's what's happening here. And we see, we have these statements from these distinguished American legal scholars that this is not only completely against the Geneva Conventions and the Fifth Amendment of the United States Constitution, which requires a due process, but if you announce you're just going to murder people, there's no due process. And so I don't know what's going on. I don't understand how this happens or why the American people are so insouciant and inattentive. They just sit and take it. I don't understand why the Congress, when they were told this, didn't order this guy's arrest. I mean, we have a criminal, the head of national intelligence, who comes to the Congress and says we're going to murder American citizens. Nothing happens.
Well, Mr. Roberts, I want to thank you so much. You're clearly very passionate about this. According to Mr. Roberts, the United States turning into a police state.
Glenn Beck. I have taken a particular interest in this man because when he showed up on the scene in 2002 on talk radio, he was clearly an actor. And then I saw him over the years always pose as a constitutionalist, as a patriot. But at every key juncture point when Ron Paul had a chance to win the Republican primary, Glenn Beck came out and said he's dangerous, he's bad, use the army against him and his supporters. Even last year, over and over again, calling Ron Paul a kook. And I've seen him do countless other things. You know, he'll do some good on the health care. He'll do some good on Acorn. He'll do some good on some key areas. But overall, he's there as a gatekeeper to be the leader of the Patriot movement. And then every time you get somebody real like Deborah Medina, who could clearly win the Republican primary and then hands down beat the Democrats, all the pollsters agree with that, who will get rid of property tax, who will control the border, and would send shockwaves into all the other states, already is, having other people run through the Tea Party movement. We have Republicans being booed at the Tea Parties, Rick Perry, Cornyn, others a year and 2 months ago here in Texas. Then the Republicans come in and start taking it over, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, and others. You have Palin coming into Texas, endorsing Perry over Deborah Medina. She would definitely win if Palin would have endorsed her. So to control us, they have to pose as us, just as Cass Sunstein at the White House says. Because the establishment has no credibility in the controlled right or the controlled left. So they have to pose as the revolutionaries to be able to maintain control of the population. Now, on key issues of 9/11 truth, of FEMA camps that they have bills in Congress for, that they admit they've built, the civilian inmate labor camp program, army.mil, you've got all of this admitted on record. And then you have Glenn Beck on subject after subject building up the hype for a month. And I believe the FEMA camps are real, he said, and then coming out and discrediting it. Exactly as I predicted he would, even with the very fake camps that we exposed over a decade ago, I predicted he would use those fake camps, and he did indeed do that. A, he's either completely copying everything on this show, or B, I knew he would go with what had already been debunked, and I understood his mindset to such a level we were able to accurately predict that. But bottom line, he's a teleprompter reading puppet. Now again, when Bush is in, the Republicans are the face of the New World Order and the establishment. And they push for the open borders and the high taxes and tripling the size of government and new wars and torture and Homeland Security and NORTHCOM. And in April of 2008, the Bush White House has the Justice Department under Mukasey put out the MIAC Homeland Security Report. They put out the master report stating the number one enemy of the government and of NORTHCOM and Homeland Security is gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans that are gun owners, libertarians in the fetters, Ron Paul, Bob Barr. Then we get the information in January. We release it, and the media, Fox News, picks it up and says, oh, look, Obama issued this. And Obama did reissue it and did expand it. But the point is, I knew back in 2007, 2008, that Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Neil Bortz, all of these guys had gone to the White House, met with Bush over and over again, came out and told us he was a man of God we should trust, a man we should love. And I knew, because I'd had previous Homeland Security reports distributed at the state levels, we'd gotten and released more than 30 over the years, a lot more than that. Look at my films like Road to Tyranny and Police State 2000. You know, films made 8 years ago, a film made 10 years ago. In the case of Police State 2000, you see everything that's in the MIAC report and in the Homeland Security report that got so much attention finally last year, but being issued by Bill Clinton, by George Bush, by Barack Obama, it doesn't matter. It's the same. And so when I saw Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity, Limbaugh never really did it. He's kind of his own person, but still establishment. But, I mean, these guys are actually getting talking points from the White House. When I heard them giving out exact talking points, I said these guys are obviously enemies. These guys are posing as conservatives so they can control the true constitutionalist movement that's the real threat to the global takeover. And so that's how I knew back in 2006, 2007, Beck was bad, because he's always been the worst. Sean Hannity a close second, saying arrest all militias, make them illegal, every child needs a microchip, you know, stuff like that. And I'm not even paying much attention to these guys. I'm too busy. And it just gets worse and worse and worse by the minute. And so you look at all the countless examples of sabotage against real patriots, against real libertarians, against real conservatives, against people that are truly anti-New World Order, it's as clear as the nose on my face or your face. I mean, you can see my nose right now if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv. It's there. It's clear. It's like watching a duck swimming around in a pond and saying, is that a duck? Gee, I don't know. And he's shown himself again with his Deborah Medina thing, where she just said, that's not a state issue. I don't really get into that. People have a right to their opinion. Oh, my God, you're a 9/11 truther. And within 35 minutes, the robocalls from Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson and the big neocon blogs were saying it's over from her. Because they know if the fake left attacks Deborah Medina, a true states' writer, a true nullification person over federal control, 10th Amendment, now called Tenthers by Newsweek, they know a left attack would only embolden her. So they got to have a phony right-wing attack, which is what Cass Sunstein talks about in the White House memos and in all these white papers he's written. The regulations are, he says, we've got to pose as these anti-establishment people to get them infighting with each other. That's the only way we get credibility. And again, it's very complex, very sophisticated. I'm just giving you the basics here. And I noticed in the last 3 months, all these editorials, there were five of them in the last week and a half, a big one in National Review by Pipes, saying, Obama, launch a war against Iran or your candidacy is dead. Israel tells him that. His chief of staff, who's admittedly an Israeli army member, Rahm Emanuel, tells him that. Now, again, Obama's a puppet, but he doesn't want to commit political suicide. But they're saying, you do this or we're going to destroy you. We're going to allow an impeachment. We're going to remove you. But if you play ball, and Sarah Palin openly said this on Fox News a week and a half ago. You know, we played the clip here. She said, if you play ball and play the war card and do what, you know, declare war, as I think you should, you can pull the clip up. We played it here. Then you're going to win in 2012. And I'm basically not going to run against you. And then I heard Glenn Beck start beating the drum 3 weeks ago that 9/11 truthers are revolutionaries, and they're figuring out that Obama's going to continue the torture and the wars and the secret arrest, and so they're going to kill Obama. And I don't really even watch his show. I can't stand it. But this morning, I watched a clip that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and a story titled, A Message to Glenn Beck, What Are the Dangers of the 9/11 Truthers? Excellent article by Joe Robertson. And it was a repeat of what Glenn Beck said that I heard on the radio, but even worse. And he said, I fear for Obama because the left, the 9/11 truthers, which aren't the left, it's just the American people, So, again, he makes it a left-right paradigm. And he has this left-right paradigm up on the screen, the left and the right. He says he's against the left-right paradigm, but every graphic he shows, every chalkboard illustration at a third-grade level for his audience, he shows it, and he says, oh, everybody's on the left over here that thinks 9/11 was an inside job, when that's it's not a left-right issue. They're scared of populists finding out about this. They're scared of it not being seen as conservative if you're pro-war. They're losing control. 9/11 truth is even bigger than it ever was. I mean, this morning on 590 AM, caller after caller calling in about Building 7, they weren't even discussing it. There's been a total loss of credibility by government across the board, whether it's Obama or George Bush or Sarah Palin or Rick Perry. And so from all the clear evidence I've seen, and Tarpley said this a few months ago, I now agree with him, but I've got more to add when we come back after the break. I'm going to really lay out what their current operation is and what their future plans are.
Hey, everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
The preacher man says it's the end of time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold mine.
See, what's happened is the, quote, conspiracy culture is taking over. Newsweek, Time Magazine are pulling their hair out, saying, oh, my God, nobody believes anything we say anymore. Everybody's a conspiracy theorist now. I've got two Newsweek articles in the last week on this alone. It's everywhere. Talk radio listeners don't want to talk about phony right-wing stuff, phony left-wing stuff. They want to talk about the offshore banks. They want to talk about the New World Order. They want to talk about the private Federal Reserve. And so they're sending in their agents like Glenn Beck to pose as one of us, so at key points he can sabotage our movement with Ron Paul or Deborah Medina or when we're exposing FEMA camps. Look at Jesse Ventura. His TV show goes on True TV. I consult on it. I appear in it. Becomes number one overnight. The question is, will they give him another season? We're not sure yet. Get his book, Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracy. It's excellent. It's $24.95. You get it for $19.95 at InfoWars.com and get a free Loose Change Final Cut, a preeminent 9/11 film, or the Reflections and Warnings documentary I made about Aaron Russo. Free. A free $20 film and $5 off the book. $19.95, a book and a film, InfoWars.com. Your purchase supports this show. You get a DVD you can show to your friends and family, a book you can read, then give to family. Covers a whole host of issues. This is an incredible book. We have them right now. We can't ship them yet, but early next month, you will be the first to get it. We will ship it out to you. Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies. Also, How Weed Won the West, now available. It's a Tenth Amendment film, a film about government drug dealing, a film about how they control the drugs, how they launder the money, how they put you in their private prisons, and how if we take their drug war away from them, that's a major support system. Their fake wars, their fake terror, their fake biological threats, all of it. How Weed Won the West, now shipping. So order it today at InfoWars.com. We have it discounted out of the gates and a bunch of other specials. For that at InfoWars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Okay, so I've begun to get into Glenn Beck. I have started breaking down a lot of the things he's done. But studying false flag terror, studying how the globalists operate, studying things that they have done in the past, studying how they have operated in the past, you get a very clear picture of their psychological makeup, of their modus operandi. If they're one thing, they're pathological. They do the same thing in different variants over and over again. They're going to have trouble staging another domestic terror attack or another staged bio attack like the flu. They're going to have trouble launching a new war after they got caught lying about Iraq with the supposed WMDs. They've been caught lying about Iran with supposed WMDs. And so how are they going to launch their criminal agenda? What are some of the things from studying these people that we know they're going to do? Many people, from the day Barack Obama was elected, well, really even before, marveled at the fact that we had our supposed first black president. He's actually less than 10% African. He's mainly Anglo and Arab. But we have our first Arab president, whatever. And so when we come back, I'm going to systematically break this down and talk about what clearly is the next false flag move for the globalists, for the New World Order. So that's coming up after the 70-second break as we reach the halfway point in transmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.